Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Economists and financial consultants for years have been preaching that globalism is the wave of the future, and anyone who wants to survive in business must ride its surfboard or drown. All of a sudden, Business Week is having second thoughts. The voice of business now says that the United States is no longer the captain of our fate, because globalism has overwhelmed Washington's ability to control the economy. As recently as 10 years ago, the United States could set our course for economic growth by tax and spending decisions made by our elected representatives, but no more. By many traditional criteria, our economy is doing great. Unemployment, inflation, and interest rates are low. The stock market is high, and goods are cheaper than ever. But real wages for many U.S. workers are down over the past 5 years and have stagnated for others. Business Week now admits that our weak wage growth is driven by competition from cheap labor in Asia, and that Congress is virtually powerless to make any significant difference. The effects of globalization are not equal. Globalization particularly depresses the wages of the middle class. In the Franklin D. Roosevelt era of the 1930s, conventional wisdom was that socialism, based on government spending to deal with all problems, was the wave of the future. Even Richard Nixon famously said, "We are all Keynesians now." Fortunately, such nonsense died with Watergate and was replaced by Reaganomics and its assumption that government is the problem, not the solution. Now the fashion is to promote globalism as our inevitable future. But that means world socialism, because any free market requires a government to regulate and enforce its rules and contracts. Business Week seems to concede this when it reports that some are now toying with the creation of global institutions to govern the world economy.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Eagle Forum has prepared a powerful video featuring Jesse Helms, John Ashcroft, and Pat Buchanan on how the United States is losing its sovereignty. For a copy of this TV report, call 1-800-726-8096. See the forces working against a strong America. Call 1-800-726-8096 for information. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is about a week, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We've been talking about the Great Depression for several weeks now, and some of the little funny things that came out of the Depression. People back in those days knew to have fun, even under adversities, And one of the things we talked about is the flour sack underwear and how people made dresses and clothes out of feed sacks, etc. And here is an email I have. Apparently, this fellow didn't go into much detail, but apparently he does reupholstering and renovates old furniture and stuff. And he says, here's another example of the changes in packages and recycling of years gone by. He says, commonly used in upholstering, so it's not unusual for me to find potato sacks, duck cloth, and muslin used by do-it-yourselfers in renovations from years back. Then he says, pictured as one of my favorites that I've uncovered. I have a large box of these set aside from over 30 years. Thanks for all you do. But anyway, he sends a picture of this flour. It's not a flour sack. It's a sugar sack. Extra fine holly sugar. Pure granulated sugar, preserving and tabled use, Franklin County Sugar Company, Preston, Idaho. Anyhow, some of these things still crop up, and he talks about burlap. I think you can still get burlap. I'm not sure. You don't see it anymore. All feed bags, heavy feed bags, used to be in burlap, except for the wheat sacks. Wheat sacks, you couldn't put wheat in a burlap. The wheat sacks were much, much better sacks than burlap. But you could do a lot of things with a burlap sack. It was real strong. You could rip it up and tow a car with it. You know, you could rip it in two, and if you didn't have a log chain or something, and tie two cars together and pull them and that sort of thing. Anyway, duck cloth, and I can't remember what duck cloth was. Somebody out there knows what it was. And then muslin, you bought muslin at the, it came in a, I don't know. It came in a kind of like a bundle. They'd flop it out on the table, and they'd measure off how much you wanted. And I remember my mother bought some, and the fellow behind the counter didn't. He was going to take a scissors and cut it. She says, oh, you don't cut it. You rip it. Oh, you can't rip it. And she just went and tore off what she wanted. It ripped perfect. I remember that. And he was spellbound. He couldn't believe that you could rip muslin. Anyway, so much for all of that stuff. Now, I can't help but go back to Tuesday's election and some of the things that came out of it. I have this interesting article, not an article, it's an email from one of our affiliates. I guess, Jeff, it's all right to use names and numbers here in call letters, isn't it?
I will not support you in that venture.
You will not? Well, anyway, this is one of our affiliates. Let me say that. And they're in about four or five counties, so I won't name the counties. But anyway, at the counting of the votes, Ron Paul got 12% in one county, 22% in another county, 19% in another county, 10.5% in another county, and 10% in another county. And he said, I'd like to think our listeners to the Derry Brownfield Show had something to do with Ron Paul's numbers locally. No brag, just fact. Because Paul got like 4% statewide. And it would be interesting, Jeff, to go back and see if that was the case in all of the areas where we have radio affiliates. But anyway, where people were listening to us, he got anywhere from 10 to 22%. Then I have an email here that tells me why Ron Paul is still running. And I've seen a gob and a bunch of stuff come across where people had tried to vote for Ron Paul and his name was not on the ballot and it had been on the ballot. Super Tuesday results are just about in for the presidential primaries of the Republicans and Democratic parties. The percentages are dismal, so people want to know why the Texas congressman is still running in the dog and pony show. At the time of this writing, Ron Paul has captured an average of 6.5% based on the reported results of 20 to 21 states so far, and it goes on to that. Dr. Paul is not a traditional presidential candidate. His supporters are not traditional Republicans. His message of liberty, peace, limited government, people controlling the government rather than the government controlling the people is clear. More citizens need to hear the message. The message isn't elect Ron Paul as much as it is wake up. We don't need more of the change that we've had since had the last century. We need a restoration. The foundations of the Federalist Republic are crumbling. We are more a democracy than we were ever meant to be. We have an extremely strong federal government controlling states and people. We are slipping rapidly into a socialized nation. He's running to keep the message going out as long as possible. Supporters are just starting to understand the importance of the revolution that has developed around his candidacy. The longer he runs, the more understanding develops. The American Revolution did not start with the drafting and acceptance of the Declaration of Independence. It started decades earlier with a slow awakening of understanding the British monarchy was not the best form of government for liberty-minded, personally responsible, free-willed people. Ron Paul's campaign has been the alarm clock beginning a second slow awakening. The voting citizens have mostly hit the snooze button. The campaign continues because if we keep hitting the snooze button, we, the people, lose. But, you know, I have done a tremendous amount of study over the past, actually, several years since I started the talk show. So I've had, what, 15, 13? I keep forgetting how many years we've been on the air. But once you start understanding the Federalist Papers, once you start understanding your constitutional rights, once you understanding the jury system and what the judge's duties really are, it gives you a completely different outlook. And these are the things that our kids should be learning in these dumbed down public schools, and they're taught just the opposite. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And we have returned. As I mentioned a moment ago, I have been literally engrossed in the Constitution and the Federalist Papers and books about the Depression, about our money system, now for at least a dozen years. And it really gives you a totally different outlook on our government, what our government was set up to be, and what our government has become. And a listener sent me a little book. It was written... it's dated 1980, but you would think the writer wrote it yesterday. The name of the book is A Miracle on Main Street. It's Saving Yourself and America from Financial Ruin, and it goes into great detail about the financial system in this country, how it came about, what our founding fathers wanted, what happened when they had even under Washington's administration, George Washington's administration, they had paper money. And what happened until they wrote the Constitution and put in there, and from the paper money that they started out with, they realized how terrible paper money is to an economy. And that's when the Constitution wrote in there that Congress should mint the money, mint coin. There shouldn't be any paper money. And anyway, this book, and just this morning, I've been studying this thing. They talk about voting here, the writer of this book. And it could be, he could have written it today. It's written 25 years ago. We Americans treasure our most prized possession, our vote. There's something let me see, Jeff, do I have a minute or 2 minutes? 1 minute. I'm going to wait till we come back to get to this. But the writer of this book goes into great detail on not necessarily voting, but on how it is Congress's job to coin money. And what happened in 1913 when we turned under Woodrow Wilson, when we turned our country money supply over to the Federal Reserve System that just prints money out of thin air. It costs less than they used to say it costs less than a penny to make to print a dollar, and they could print a $100 bill as cheap as they could print a dollar bill. And of course, the printing presses have been running constantly now during the Bush administration. And so it's driving the value of the dollar down, and it's driving the prices of the things that we buy up. And this has happened, and this same thing happened back before the Constitution was written, and that is why they decided way back in George Washington's day that only Congress should control the money supply, and they should do it by coining silver and gold. Now, when we come back, we'll look at page 80 in this book, and it tells us why we should vote. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And we have returned. Now, back to the voting situation here. According to this this book that was written in 1980, it's titled The Miracle on Main Street, Saving Yourself and America from Financial Ruin. And if you go back to 1980, and I have, in fact, today we worked on the Chronicle, and that's one reason that I am not as well prepared as I should be for this particular program, but Beth and I put this Chronicle out every month, and I think every month, Beth said, what'd you think about it? And I said, every month, I say, we can't do any better. I mean, I think they're great, and in there, I talk about some of the things we're talking about right here, but I did it before we saw this book, but I have an article in there titled 1982, and articles that I had written in 1982, all I have to do is just change the dates on them. In fact, I write an article for another newsletter, and occasionally I do just that. I go back to my old 1980 and 82 articles that I wrote for the Rural Electric Cooperatives, change the dates and maybe a few words, and they're just the same today as they would be then. Now, here's what about avoid voting. We Americans treasure our most prized possession, our vote. There's something slightly unpatriotic about someone who doesn't use his vote to determine the course of his republic. The media are filled with urgings to vote. But what good is your vote if everyone up for election is ignoring the law? Won't more voters just hasten the chaos and confusion? Now, see, this is the thing I've been saying all the time. When you vote for the lesser of the evils, you're voting for evil. You're voting for a bad deal. So why vote for them? Well, I don't want to throw my vote away. Well, it looks to me like you definitely throw it away when you vote for these people that are globalist, that want a tyrannical federal government to run our lives. Okay, let's go on. If you were ignoring the law and were elected by a landslide, would you sense any inducement to stop ignoring the law? Well, no, and that's why these people keep doing it. When officials abide by the United States Constitution, the vote is our way of selecting the best persons and the best government. But if our officials are breaking the Constitution or allowing it to be broken without lifting a finger, your vote is literally their license to steal. You are giving them permission to take your property and control your life. If you give them that permission, many will take you up on it, because lots of folks enjoy in controlling lives and amassing property. The vote is only a small part of your influence over your public servants, and it only works when the Constitution's money system is in operation. You might as well stay home on election day as long as the Constitution's money system is in mothballs, because you'll only be voting for violators or accomplishers. Don't remove your name from the registration list. You'd be giving up your right to serve on a jury, which is 1,000 times more important than voting. On a jury, you become a judicial officer with as much power as the judge. And see, the judges hate this. The judges come right on saying, and they give you... No, the judge is supposed to just keep the arguments civil. The judge is to be a referee. He's not supposed to tell you what to do. And then this author goes on. My personal experience is that many lawyers are ignorant of the Constitution as law. They see the Constitution as a point of departure for Supreme Court interpretations. To hear many lawyers tell it, the Constitution only means what the Supreme Court says it means. This is pathetically untrue. This is living in the legal idosphere. It's Supreme Court worship. Abraham Lincoln complained about Supreme Court worship in his first inaugural address. Here's what Abe Lincoln said. If the policy of the government upon vital questions affecting the whole population is to be fixed by decisions of the Supreme Court, then the people will have ceased to be their own rulers. Now, for whatever it's worth, if you go back and study the Civil War, what was taking place before and after the Civil War, you'll see that Abe Lincoln was one of the worst as far as breaking the Constitution, because he just ignored the Constitution. Anyway, the Supreme Court can't make laws. The Constitution rules the Supreme Court, not the other way around. The Supreme Court is simply a final court of appeal that decides specific cases brought to it. It often refuses to hear cases. Too often it refuses to judge cases. Lawyers who depend too heavily on case law instead of the Constitution ought to be reminded that judges are sworn to support the Constitution and not case law. Now, this is the way our founding fathers planned this whole scenario. And again, we have gotten so far off base from where our founding fathers intended for us to be, and they even knew it was going to happen. If you go back and you read the Federalist Papers, in the Federalist Papers, what the Federalist Papers are, they're articles that were written trying to get the states to go ahead and adopt the Constitution and become part of the United States. Again, the states are not the United States as a federal government. They are united as states. In other words, each state is a sovereign nation. We talk about nation states, and people have no idea that that's the way it was all set up. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. And when we get back, we'll go down some dirt roads. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we want to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
As a longtime listener, you know that the Derry Brownfield Show has been a partner with Affinity 4, formerly known as Lifeline, for more than a decade. And we appreciate you supporting the Derry Brownfield Show by choosing Affinity 4 for the services that you use. Once just a telecommunication service, now Affinity 4 has greatly expanded its line of offered products to include internet and wireless services, travel and retail discounts, health and pharmacy saving programs, auto, home, and term life insurance, DirecTV, and more are being added all the time. And of course, there's the reliable long-distance telephone service as low as 2.9 cents a minute. Save money on the services that you use and support the Derry Brownfield Show. Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
SwissAmerica.com reports Wednesday gold prices rose 1.5% on safe haven buying, a flat dollar, and lower oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $13.90 to $900.50 an ounce. Silver rose 20 cents to $16.51. Platinum prices topped $1,800 an ounce on supply worries. Gold has rallied by almost $300 an ounce since the onset of the credit crunch last summer, reports CNN. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who says, to a worm, digging in the hard ground is more relaxing than going fishing. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. A listener sent me this, and it has to do with dirt roads. And I get a little confused. You know, it depends upon what part of the country people are from. The lingo changes enough that you don't really know what someone's talking about. And someone told me, he said, you live on a dirt road. I said, no, I don't. Well, sure you do. I've been to your house. You live on a dirt road. It's gravel. A lot of people think if it's not paved, it's dirt. Now, we have dirt roads. Our dirt roads ain't got no gravel on them. And they get extremely bad in freezing and thawing weather. But anyway, Derry, this has probably been around the world a dozen times, but sounds good right here at election time when common sense can't get in the front door. There's more truth in this than the city folks could comprehend. Oh, yes, I lived on one of these dirt roads, too. What's mainly, and this is the article, and I'll show you where it came from in just a minute. What's mainly wrong with society today is that too many dirt roads have been paved. There's not a problem in America today, crime, drugs, education, divorce, delinquency, that wouldn't be remedied if we just had more dirt roads, because dirt roads give character. People that live at the end of the dirt roads learn early on that life is a bumpy ride, that it can jar you right down to your teeth sometimes, but it's worth it if at the end is home, a loving spouse, happy kids, and a dog. We wouldn't have near the trouble with our educational system if our kids got their exercise walking a dirt road with other kids from whom they learn how to get along. There was less crime in our streets before they were paved. Criminals didn't walk 2 dusty miles to rob or rape if they knew they'd be welcomed by 5 barking dogs and a double-barrel shotgun. And there were no drive-by shootings. Our values were better when our roads were worse. People did not worship their cars more than their kids. And motorists were more courteous. They didn't tailgate by riding the bumper, or the guy in front would choke you with dust and bust your windshield with rocks. Dirt roads taught patience. Dirt roads were environmentally friendly. You didn't hop in your car for a quart of milk. You walked to the barn for your milk. For your mail, you walked to the mailbox. What if it rained and the dirt roads got washed out? Well, that was the best part. Then you stayed home and had some family time, roasted marshmallows and popcorn, and rode the pony on daddy's shoulders and learned how to make prettier quilts than anybody else. At the end of the dirt road, you soon learned that bad words tasted like soap. Change paper. Second page. Okay. Most paved roads lead to trouble. Dirt roads more likely lead to a fishing creek or a swimming hole. At the end of a dirt road, the only time we even locked our car was in August, because if we didn't, some neighbor would fill it with too much zucchini. At the end of the dirt road, there was always extra springtime income from when city dudes would get stuck. You'd have to hitch up a team and pull them out. Usually, you got a dollar. Always, you got a new friend at the end of the dirt road. Paul Harvey. Now, Paul Harvey, I guess, takes credit for this. But I personally know that Paul Harvey did not write this article, because Lee Pitts wrote that article many, many years ago in his book titled Dirt Roads, or Living at the End of a Dirt Road. So I don't know if Paul Harvey, somebody else maybe signed his name to that or what, but anyhow, that is definitely Lee Pitts' work, and Paul Harvey, at least according to this email, is taking credit for it. Let's go to the telephones. Adele in Indiana. Hi, Adele.
Hello, Barry. You were talking about public officials, and I wanted to tell you about a situation in our area where there's a lady who's sitting in jail. They've taken her farm, and then they've taken her home. And the point I wanted to make was that I don't know the whole series of events, but I do know that her father-in-law told the sheriff of Jay County, Indiana, that he was not protecting the people, but he was protecting the corporations. And the sheriff admitted to him that he was defending the corporations. The public officials don't know their duties or who they are supposed to protect. The sheriff said that he was doing what he was told to do. And isn't the sheriff supposed to be telling the people, and the public officials what to do?
I was going to say, who is supposed to tell the sheriff what to do? Go back to the Constitution again. The sheriff is to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state constitution, and he is the only elected official that swears to protect the people and their property. The president doesn't swear to do that. He just swears to uphold the Constitution. The sheriff is to protect the people and the people's property.
Yes. And he's looking out for all the corporations and not for the people. You know, and that's the sad thing. She's been sitting in there since November, and she doesn't even have a trial till April. And what happened to the speedy trial, you know?
No, it's pathetic. I don't know what the situation there is. I have no idea. But regardless, and I see it all the time, people run for sheriff, and if you visit with them, they'd have no idea what the sheriff is supposed to do. They've watched gun smoke. And they watched some of those westerns where the sheriff, you know, keeps law. That's all they know about. They don't have any idea what the real duties of the sheriff is, and it is to protect the people and the people's property.
Yes, and that is why the country is where it is today, because they don't know their duty. You know, they're not being taught that in school or anywhere.
Well, let's go all the way to the top office. How many presidents know what their duties really are? How many of them, how many of the people running for the presidency today do you think has ever read the Federalist Papers, for example?
Probably hardly any of them.
I bet none of them have ever studied them. They might have glanced over them or something. They don't, they look at the Constitution as, you know what George Bush said, as a GD piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he swore on a Bible to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah.
So we get the government we're paying for, and it. What really upsets me is these people that think, well, I don't want. There's one person in there that is a constitutionalist. He does want to get rid of the Federal Reserve System, and people think he's an idiot.
Yeah, and most people think the Federal Reserve System is part of the government. They don't realize that it isn't.
The Federal Reserve System has nothing to do with the federal government. The Federal Reserve System is a group of bankers. In fact, they're not even living in this country. They're overseas. They're European bankers. They put this whole idea into Wilson, Woodrow Wilson's head. You know, Woodrow Wilson, before he died, he even said, I've destroyed our country. He was quite concerned about what he had done. He said, they lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, and it could have all been changed. You know, they slipped that thing through. They ought to knew they were doing wrong to start with.
Yeah.
They slipped it through on Christmas Eve,
right.
It might not have been Christmas Eve, but the day before Christmas or something, when everybody else had gone home for the holidays, they kept enough there to have a quorum. And they were handpicked, the people that were in Congress. They passed a bill. He signed it. When Congress came back, their first agenda should have been to have repealed that stupid Federal Reserve law and impeached Wilson.
Mm-hmm. And they did nothing. They just followed along because they're not being controlled by the people. They're being controlled by larger entities.
So anyway, that's. Hey, I appreciate your call, Adele.
Well, thank you.
Let's go to Nebraska, Ida. Hi, Ida. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. Well, you did it again. You hit my hot button. Okay, Miracle on Main Street. I know you're talking about voting, and I agree with you 100%. Don't vote for the lesser of two evils. But there's another statement in that book, and it's in Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, and it is so heavy, it's pathetic. No state shall make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Now, Derry, answer the question. How do we pay property taxes, traffic fines, sales taxes, gasoline taxes? People pay them with Federal Reserve notes.
Hey, you read the book, but stay tuned. We're going to take a break. Be with me. Just don't leave me, Ida. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we have returned. Ida, are you still there with me?
You betcha.
Okay, you were talking about Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. Do you have it where you can read it?
You betcha.
What page is it on? I couldn't find.
I've got a citizen's rule book.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
On any page.
Okay, go ahead.
Like I said, it's Article 1, Section 10. You can't miss it.
Yeah, go ahead with it.
No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. No state. They have never repealed that clause. Go try and pay your bill with Federal Reserve notes. You can't pay a debt with a debt, Derry. The Supreme Court has already ruled that.
Okay, here's what I'm looking again at this Miracle Street book. They say, send your state's attorney general a letter asking him for an opinion. He's obligated to respond. Is Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution still binding in this state? And, of course, it is. They've never repealed it, as you just mentioned. So, therefore, legally, we can't pay anything with fiat money.
Well, Derry, the way I understand the book is we the people can trade back and forth with the Federal Reserve notes, but not the state. When it comes to paying state debts, those debts must be paid in gold or silver coin.
And it's kind of hard to do when we don't have any gold or silver anymore, isn't it?
Precisely. You want to see the state governments brought to their knees in a heartbeat? If the people marched on the state capitol, we wouldn't have this mess we got right now, because the states would be demanding that the federal government get back on the gold and silver standard. because they couldn't pay their bills.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the Article 1, Section 10 has never been reversed. It's there. It's in the Constitution. And when we pay our taxes and whatever with Federal Reserve bills or Federal Reserve notes, hey, we're literally breaking the constitutional law.
Exactly. You have to read the Constitution and understand what the words mean. As right now, I'm going through a heated battle with bills of attainder. Do you know what a bill of attainder is?
I don't think so.
It's a traffic ticket.
Okay.
I'm serious, Derry. That's how far we've gone. Our kids, our public education system people have no clue what the Constitution says, much less what the words mean. It's titles of nobility, strictly forbidden in the Constitution. And yet every attorney is a member of the bar. The bar is the British aristocratic regency. They're foreign agents working for a foreign government.
Okay, hey, I appreciate the call, but let's move on. We're going to take a break, and then we'll go to Indiana and Missouri and around the world. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
We're in the home stretch. Let's move along as quickly as we can. Jeff in Indiana. Hi, Jeff. You're on the air.
Oh, Derry, say, back to that sheriff thing. Here in Indiana, the mayor of Indianapolis has basically stripped the sheriff of his power.
Well, he doesn't have any power to strip the sheriff.
That was my point. What he's done, you know, Indianapolis basically takes in the whole county, so they went to one police force. And the mayor took it upon himself to remove the sheriff from any duties concerning the police force. Now, he can still do some menial things and serve warrants and things like that, but you're right. How can a mayor do that?
He cannot. Well, now, they do it, and listen, in several states, and I can't name them offhand. I've written an article in the Chronicle some months ago about it. But several states have eliminated the county sheriffs. In fact, they've eliminated the counties.
Yeah, well, that's what they're doing there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yes. That's all I had.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jeff. Let's go to Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Yes, they have taken away our voting places out here in the country. We live about 12 miles out of town. And some of the Amish have to hire somebody to take them into town to vote now. And the state representative, I talked to him, and he said, well, the people don't want the rural votes because they're too independent and they can't control their voting.
Amen on that.
I called the state on it, and he said, well, that's up to the county representative, and the county representative said, well, she has to do this because of different reasons the state told her she had to do it. Well, it's just passing the buck back and forth, and they're just trying to eliminate the rural vote.
And, you know, they definitely want to get rid of the Mennonites and the Amish and those kind of people because they still go to one-room schoolhouses, and they still know what's going on in the world. They're better educated. I visited with a gentleman the other day, and I know he just went as far as the eighth grade, and he's running a business. He's a sharp young man. And I told my son, I said, you know, this guy, I know he didn't go past the eighth grade because I think that's as far as they teach it, you know. But I said, he's smarter than most college graduates.
Yep.
And that's why they don't want the Amish and the Mennonites and those kind of people, because they have studied. They know the Constitution. They know the Holy Scriptures. And they know how to run the country.
Well, like I say, the rural people have to think for themselves every day to survive, and they don't want that either. They want the sheeple.
That's amen.
Talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for the call. Do we still have Nick the dentist on? Where did he go?
He went away. He will try to call you tomorrow, Derek.
Okay, Nick, if you're how much time do we have, Jeff? We've got time.
You got a minute and a half.
Yeah, I wish you'd have stayed on. Anyhow, let me go back to Article 1, Section 10. There, it's only 17 words is all it is. But there was a Judge Sherman that made the comment some years ago. He says, everybody else in the world is being systematically robbed of their property because they don't have a law against paper money. We have one, but we don't know it. We know batting averages and the biographies of movie stars, but we don't know we have a law against economic tragedy, a law every public official from Main Street to Pennsylvania Avenue is sworn to support. And this is the whole thing, and he's saying exactly what Jerome Carsey and I were saying the other day. He's saying exactly the same thing that Craig Smith and I were talking about. People understand football. They understand batting averages. They know all about Britney Spears' love life. And they probably know more about it. If they would just study the history of the United States of America, if they would just study the Constitution, if it was just taught in our public schools anymore, hey, we wouldn't have any problems because America would know what to do. We would never have allowed this to happen in the first place. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.